John Clemens with more.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The winter storm that's claimed the lives of at least 10 people is leaving behind brutally cold temperatures this week. The storm dropped up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and Northeast since last week and is forcing thousands of flights to be canceled at airports across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks across the country, remember the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in its history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected all over. I think it was a good thing to open this up, especially this holiday, the King Day, and celebrate his birthday. I think it was a blessing and a wonderful thing for them to do that.
New Orleans Saints fans want a rematch with the Los Angeles Rams. Nearly 500,000 fans have signed an online petition with the idea of pushing the NFL to set up a game between the Saints and Rams once again before the Super Bowl. The petition is all in response to a possible penalty that may have changed the outcome of the NFC Championship game on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
North Korea. The move was announced after the North claimed to have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb this week. The broadcast consists of everything from newscasts rattling off the cost of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's clothes and his wife's purses to K-pop, that South Korean's version of catchy, light pop tunes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
A Republican bill gutting the Affordable Care Act is headed to the White House after passage by the House. Here's Terry Moore.
The measure faces a certain veto from President Obama. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Obamacare doesn't work. Higher premiums and fewer choices and restricted access, these are not signs of success.
The bill also strips federal funding from Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Massachusetts Democrats.